Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working every day to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've got a beautiful gospel reflection on the story of, well, the most famous story of the life of St. Thomas the Apostle. Here at Damascus, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, we got the opportunity to think creatively about all of our programming and events that we offered here. And one of the most beautiful and exciting programs that we offered through our Damascus Live programming was a little piece called Keeping Up with the Apostles. And I'm sitting up here in the beautiful, illustrious Damascus Media Studio. My media staff is cheering in the background as I'm giving them a shout out. Keeping Up with the Apostles is super funny. You should look it up on YouTube if you get a chance. Not while you're driving, friends. It's a great little reflection on these simple stories in the lives of the apostles and the lives of the early church. And one of the scenes happens when Jesus comes back and Thomas, of course, who misses the first resurrected appearance of Jesus, is then faced with this opportunity to acknowledge in faith the resurrection of the Lord, or to wait until he can see it for himself. And thankfully, Thomas had the opportunity that many of us today, it seems, don't have, to put his hands in the side of Christ, to touch Jesus's wounds, and therefore to be affirmed beyond a shadow of a doubt that what he had heard, that what he had believed was true. We're going to read from John chapter 20, starting in verse 24. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered him and said, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen me and have believed." Now, as funny of a story as this is on keeping up with the apostles, I think this is a story that deserves some reflection. We're gonna hit on a couple points today. First and foremost, if this is the only story that you know of St. Thomas, then you have you've maybe entered into a process of choosing to believe the worst about someone rather than the best, right? The Gospels don't hold any punches when they come to communicating both the good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly, right? The Bible is not Instagram, friends. We're not just showing the safe side here. But the story of St. Thomas is communicated in his belief and in his doubt. And I think oftentimes, even when we use that terminology, doubting Thomas, that we put labels on others potentially unfairly. Right? Here's one episode in Thomas's life where he justifiably probably has this experience of questioning the resurrection of Jesus. Why? Well, because it's pretty unbelievable. But when he's invited into faith by those who've been impacted, by those who've been transformed, he's invited to a place of being transformed himself, right? Let's stop talking about Thomas as doubting Thomas, but let's start seeing Thomas as one not unlike ourselves. God, give us the grace that when we experience, like Thomas, an invitation to faith in you, that we would be quick to respond. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. God, give me the faith to see you in all things. Thanks for joining us today on this reflection of John chapter 20. Visit us at damascus.net to learn more about the programs and events offered here.